time. Yeah, sleepless nights, crying all night long.
KAYTFM
881 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles,
and KQJO FM
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. That God has given us. For I know I could have far less today if I had not been blessed by the Lord. It's a season and a time to be thankful for our homes. Amen. And our jobs. Amen. Our children, and all of the things that God has given us and protected for us. It's a season to rejoice. And granted, we should have this every day of our life, but this seems to be that month where it explodes in our inner being. For God is to be honored, for he is our maker and our creator, our sustainer of all things. And God is truly good. You miss your shout. Yeah. For our God is truly good, and his mercy endureth forever. How many times have you thought about how good God is? Maybe it's right now because somebody was sick one day. Or maybe you're going through something right now, and you're calling upon the Lord, who is our healer. And God is still answering prayer in this dispensation or this church age. For God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changed not. My brothers and sisters, God wants us to live, to be our lives rather, to be filled with divine blessing. His desire is for us to be our lives to be filled with divine blessing. Amen. In expecting or experiencing a season of celebration, we must understand that every celebration is from God. Yeah. But not every celebration is pleasing to God. Because sometimes we can celebrate at the club. Not long ago in Houston, there was a celebration and children lost their lives because of crowds. That was a celebration that didn't please the Lord. In other words, God's desire is for us to experience the joys of life. But there are times when God is not pleased with how we demonstrate our experience of celebration. He's not happy with our celebration. You know, even in the church, sometimes when we hit that bad note, when we sing, God hears that, and God does not frown upon it because you're giving him your very best. And that's God. That's all God expects from us, is our very best. And so even though maybe we don't want to sing because our voice may crack, God said that crack sound good to him. Because you're honoring and worshiping and praising our Lord, our God, and our King. And he inhabited the praises of his people. Yeah. The first thing, my brothers and sisters, we see in a season of divine celebration is that God remembered you. God remembered you. He knew you from the very foundation of the world. He knew your destiny. He knew where you would be at this very moment. God knows it all. He knew that you would be sitting right here at this very moment hearing a word for such a time as this in the 21st century. Some of us thought that the world would end in the 20th century or at the turn of the 21st century. And look where we are today. So we see in 1 Samuel, in that first chapter, in the 10th and 11th verses, we see a woman named Hannah. We're told Hannah was loved by her husband, who was Elkanah. Elkanah was concerned that his wife is troubled. And she is troubled because she is barren or she does not have children. And a woman barren, according to Jewish customs and tradition, was looked down upon. And that God had not favored her. We are told. In Hannah's deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly, and that makes it personal. Have you ever had a situation where you wept before the Lord? I know I have. I do it all the time. When I think about my children that are in California, there are times I get filled with emotion, and I'm talking to the Lord about my son and my daughter and my grandchildren that I don't see so often. And I know there are times in our life that we weep before the Lord when there are situations in our life that are completely out of our control. We want a helping hand from the Lord, and we're wondering, Lord, do you hear me? There are times in our life, maybe it's right now, that maybe something is going on in your life that you need to weep, or you're weeping before the Lord because you're looking for an answer. And it seems like it's so far off and so distant, but the Lord is saying, I hear you. I did tell you, Lord, I'm with you always, and whatever your circumstances and your condition is, I'm with you, and I hear your prayers. Yeah. Hannah was weeping bitterly. That's an outpouring. There's something about pouring out your heart to the Lord that grabs his attention. He hears everything that we say, but there's something about a weeping prayer that makes God says, I'm hearing you. I'm understanding your condition because I know you. And we're told, and she made a vow saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. Hannah made a vow. And a vow was a type of covenant. A covenant is like an agreement or a promise with God to honor him to do something. Have you ever made a covenant and a vow? Let me turn the clock back because I know something about a vow, because I made a vow many years ago to the Lord that I would do something. I vowed when I was in the Primitive Baptist Church that I would give the Lord $1,000. And maybe you've heard this story. I said, Lord, I will give you $1,000. And I made that vow to the Lord. And I was working at Procter & Gamble at the time. And I made a lot of money. And we had a lot of benefits. And I was at a point where we were working so much overtime that I had to miss church for almost a month and a half. But I was saving that money up as I missed. And I gave it at a certain time. And my uncle, who was the pastor of that church, came to me and said, Nephew, he said, the $700 that you gave the church, he said, what do you want me to do with it? I said, well, I gave it because I made a vow. And the deacon that was there, I said, we remember that. And he said, we've been he's been faithfully giving, and this is the balance that he owed. He said, well, the church is in need of paying his insurance, and it costs $700, the precise amount that I gave that day. But here's why. And here's the great miracle of what God does when you honor your vow with him. I received a $1,000 bonus from Procter & Gamble. Another $1,000 came in from income tax. And it was another $1,000 came in. And by the end of the year, I had $3,000 on a $700 vow that I made to the Lord. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that to show you, sometime if you make a vow to the Lord and stick to it, the Lord hears it, because that's a promise that you make to him. My brothers and sisters, Hannah made a promise, and God hears the promise. And when you make a promise, we need to keep that promise and honor that promise, because God will keep his end. But so many times we fail on our end, and even God knows that. And God is saying, will you still remain faithful in your vow promise to me? Because I'm not going to fail on my end. And when we hold on to what we promised God, he said he's faithful to fulfill those things that you've asked of him. He secures our promise. God answered Hannah's prayers. And we are told that Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son, and she named him Samuel. And that tells us a little bit now in 1 Samuel, the second chapter. It says, and we see Hannah now rejoicing, celebrating, and testifying of the goodness of God in her life. See, when God has done something in your life, you can't hold your peace. When God has blessed you out of something, whether it's a sickness or a disease, if God has blessed you out of financial ruin, you cannot hold your peace, because you now ought to be rejoicing and giving a testimony concerning what God has done. For it states, then Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiced in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted up. She's even blowing a horn. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. The Lord is delivering you and I out of all of the things, the perils of this world. And we ought to be able to tell somebody and witness of the goodness and the grace of what God has done. Hannah had entered into a season of celebration, for God had answered her prayer. God remembered her. And every time God remembers a person, it is always followed by rejoicing, with celebrations, and with testimonies. Have you ever prayed and made a vow to the Lord and asked the Lord to do something, and the Lord answered your prayer? Did you rejoice like Hannah, with celebration and testimony? And then did you share how God worked things out on your behalf? God's desire is that we acknowledge him for the things he has done, and this will encourage others to trust God even more. God is expecting something of you and I as well. And God's blessing for our lives is about his timing, not ours. But there are times that God is quiet, and we wondered, are you there? Lord, I've been praying and I've been on my knees, and are you listening to me? And we're calling out to you, but God is quiet. The Bible speaks of 400 years of silence between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Preachers, write it down. 400 years of silence between the Old Testament and the New Testament. It was a time where God did not speak to the Jewish people.